immersive encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Please lift up your hand, lift up your voice, and go ahead and pray in the Spirit. You have heard the song, go ahead. Inside and outside, just go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Don't be distracted, just go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Just go ahead and pray in the Spirit, inside and outside. Go ahead and express your hunger to God tonight. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit, inside and outside. Oh, Latizo Pata Kito Wabita Lata Lota. Inside and outside, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for an encounter tonight. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for transformation, for reawakening. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I have come tonight. Adizo sakita pata kato wapita. Pakwata teto wapalata kitea. You have sung the song. It's now to translate the song in the Holy Ghost. You are free to walk around tonight. Wherever you are, overflow one, overflow two, overflow three. It doesn't matter where you are. There is no distance in the Spirit. You are free to walk around as you express your hunger to God tonight. Shatika tapata kito wabite. Pakwata kata keto wabia tata. Atuata tata tiko topa. Pakwata kite teke tu teketa. Shataka takata kata kata. Tata 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 kito. Eriata bata kito waha. Shakete kete keta. Shakete kete keta. Shakata kata. Shakata kata. Shatata tata ketoko. You are in for prayer meeting tonight. Shati kata bata. This is not the issue. I'm not in prayer, but Lord, unto you the answer prayer. Shall all flesh go tonight. Shakata kata. Shatakato kata. Pakata kato kata. Shatito, shatata, shatata, shakate, shakwata, shataka, shatata kata. Eriakata kita. You are free to walk around. Take any position tonight. Tonight is you and God. Men ought to pray. Men ought to pray. Men ought to pray. Shatakato bakata. Are you not tired of keeping quiet? Men has mocked you enough. Report that case of God tonight. Shatakata. Satakata kito. Give him no rest. Lord, I am not going tonight. Something must happen to me. Shakatakata. Shatakatokoto. Whether you are usher, whether you are in any department, tonight is a destiny prayer. Tonight is you and God. You feel like leaning down. You feel like walking around. Take any position and say enough. Lord, enough. God, enough. You must show up for me tonight. Show up for me. Show up for me. Show up for me. James chapter 5 verse 13. Is there anyone suffering? Let him pray. Let him pray. Let him travel. Let him travel. Let him pray. Shakatakata. Shakatakata. Shatakito. Shakatakata. Shatakatakatakata. Shakwata katakito. Shatakata kotaka. Shatapatakito. Shakatukata. Pray your way out of stagnation. Pray your way out of barrenness. Pray your way out.
pray your way out. Be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Shakatakata, shakatabata, shatakata. Tonight you must pray. 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 You are the intercessor of your life. You are the intercessor of your destiny. Show up for my family, oh God. Show up. Whatever you desire, when you pray, Shakatakito, shakatakate, shakataka, shabatakuatakita, shatakatakuakaka, shatakata. Pray, Lord, I am tired of this stagnation. I am tired of barrenness. I am tired of this infirmity. Lord, I am tired. I come to you tonight, oh God. You are the helper of me. Shatakata. Are you praying? Overflow 3. You are free to walk around. Nobody will disturb you. It's a cry of destiny. It's a cry of breaking forth. It's a cry of breakthrough. Shatakata. Shakataka. Shatakata. Shatakuataka. Shapatataka. Shatakatakata. Sheketo. Sheketo. Shatakataka. Take any position. Travel in the spirit. Build up capacity. Shatatak now by prayer. Shatakataka. James chapter 1 verse 5. Is there anyone that lack wisdom? Is there anyone that desire result? Is there anyone that is tired? Let them ask. Shatikoa. Lord, my family. Shatakatakitoa. That spirit that molests me in the dream. Enough tonight. That anger, that pride, that loss, that infirmity. Fresh fire. Fire upon my life. Fire upon my destiny. Shakatakata. Shatakataketoha. Shatakatatata. Shatakwatatata. Shatakatakute. Shabatatata. Shakatoto, shakatakate. Pray, Tonight is a prayer meeting. I come to strengthen your hands. Men ought to pray. Men ought to travel. Are you not tired of people pitying? Bring forth your strong reason. Bring forth your strong reason. Shatakatokotoha. Shatakatakata. Shetakata. Pray. express your hunger to God. Overflow one, make sure you are praying. Make sure heaven is hearing your voice. Enough. 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 Pray that love out of your life. Pray that ulcer out. Pray that HIV out. Pray away. Shatakatuta. Shaketekete. Shakatakata. Shakatakata. Shapatatakuata. Shatakatakuata. Shatakatakuata. Let your fire fall upon my destiny. Rekindle my prayer life, oh God. Rekindle my word life. Rekindle me, oh God. Revive me, oh God. Give me an encounter. Show me what to do. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes, oh God. Where are the destiny helpers? Where are the helpers of my glory? Where are they? Where are they? Lord, I hook up to you tonight. Shatakatakata. Arutakita. Eliatabatakita. Fire is about to fall here now. Fire is about to land from heaven. Fire is about to land. Travail, 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 travail. Shataketoto, shatakata, shakwatakata, shatakatokata, shatabatakito, shatabatakito, shakwatakete, shatakatata, shatakoto. Eliataba. Apakatita, something is happening to you tonight. Something is happening to you tonight. It's a cry of destiny. It's a breaking forth. Shatakatakata. Don't be tired. Pray. Tonight is a meeting. It's a prayer meeting. You have heard all the teaching. It's time to take to God tonight. Lord, why am I life like this? Why am I life like this, oh God? Show me. Align me to a kingdom pattern. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, you are communicating to God. You are tapping into the wisdom. Shatakata. Shakatakata. Shatabatakita. Shatakata. 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 Give him no rest. Give him no rest. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Partner with the Holy Ghost to bless the result tonight. Some mothers need to take their children to God tonight. Some mothers need to report their husband to God tonight in prayer. Lord, give me my husband. Lord, give me my father. Lord, give me my elder brother. Lord, give me my husband. Fire is falling. Overflow three. Pray. Fire is falling. Lord, give me my father. My father is about giving up. Show up. Atuta. Atuata. Ateko. Atakite. Taraba. Pakwata, pakatito, pakwata, patata, pakatakato, pakatakato, patat. Shaketekete. Oh, shatakata. Let your glory fall. Make me a witness. Lord, take away that fibroid. Take it away. Take away that pride. Take away anger. Take it. Take it. I have tried to do it my own way. Lord, it's not working. Take away. Shatakatakitoa. Shetekete. Shetekete. Shatakata. Shapatakata. Shatapakite. Shakatopa. Pakatito. Pakwatata. Pakatato. Pakatata. Pakwanita. Pakatoto. Sheteketa. This is how my reign. Enough for spiritual laziness. You have complained enough. You have allowed men to pity you enough. Lord, give me an encounter. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me, oh God. Where am I missing it? Show up for me, oh God. Shatekata. Geru takita. Arwata.
Shekata barabatipa tekabaka. En congres toketi kateba. Rekatebeti pokombrato. Rekatakala. Lift up your voice, Shekaba. Engrosta kalabara, enkantengo talada, epretoske, engrosta, elekata kata kata, lekata kata kata kata, lesto koloba roboto bodo bodo, zobodo bodo 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 bodo, rateka toponta teka, ekata kata. Every battle of a warrior is with confused noise. You can't be quiet. You can't be silent. You can't be quiet. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and blood mixed with blood, but this one shall be with the fuel of the burning of fire. Shekata baha, ekete kota, rekete kete, rakata bodo bodo, eproto bodo po, epokoto, shatonde, lashtakala, ekatopa, epakota, ekatopa, barosto kalabaya. Something is happening to your spirit. Something else is getting feedback for your activity. Your voice is being heard in the realm of the spirit. Shekata boloboto, okata kitaka, ekatakata, erateko, okate, ebrato, alate kaba. Palaton Cristo Calama in the Mikanos Shotopoloba di Bando Barate Shakata Barabada Bara Recatobunde Tikan Elamante Tokopa Ekatika Ekatopala Recatopoto. Shibiti barata, angrostokoto barobata. Hallelujah. Prayer point number one. This session is about circumcision. In Mark chapter 7, verse 13. He was talking to the Pharisees and he says, making the word of God of none effect. It is possible that word upon word keeps coming from this altar. And that there are activities in your life that will make the word effective for your neighbor and ineffective for you. He said, through your traditions, you make the word of God of none effect.
Hebrews chapter 4, 1 and 2 lets us know. He said the same word was preached, but he said they did not mix it with faith. There are certain ingredients. Although the word of God is quick, is all powerful and active. However, the potency of the word, the potency, the same word blessing one, the same one bringing silent favor. It looks as if your life no favor. You are going to lift up your voice and cry and say, oh God, everything that makes your word of non-effect in my life, it dies tonight. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Shekete barata, rekteketeka, baratekata, ropoto barabata. Everything, our Father declared that is the year of signs and wonders, but many things have been making them not of it. Shakata borobata, eprataka, in my life, in my family. Keratakata, ropotopoto, ekatakatuno, mando shakata, epretokota. Lift your voice inside and outside. Ekarataka, eparata. The word must find place in my life. It must find place in my business. The word spoken. Satan tries to cheat you, tries to steal the word. Tries to corrupt it. The potency of God's word in my life must be restored tonight. Kerata kalata, epakate, eprotekalitaka. Ashakata paropoto, eprotopotokoto, eshika, elondate, ekaka, epreteka. It could be religion. It could be unbelief. You must die tonight. You must live my life and let the word of God be king. Shagoda barabeteka. Ekototonomana. Elimana makombre tetidene. Olitete telema babate. O protekitomo. Olonetto. Rasokata. Elekito kolobata. Eleme rosote. Eli congresto. Ola tenananamata. Hallelujah. Prayer point number two. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 21, from verse 20, he says in verse 20 that I am crucified with Christ, yet nevertheless I live, yet not I but Christ. Is that speaking of the believer? But let's read verse 21 together, just the first line. I do not frustrate, so the grace of God can be frustrated, that you yourself can frustrate God's grace. The grace is making millionaires, but you can frustrate it. The grace is making anointed generals, but you can frustrate it. We are going to pray and say, Lord, take away from my life things that frustrate this grace. Paul speaking, he said that the grace was showered to me. It can be in vain. You are going to lift your voice. It might be sleep. It might be sin. Take it away. This grace must speak for me. The grace on this house. Akata erodopokoto atekatiko rekatopoto aprateko rotekita landos kereta. The grace must speak. Whatever is frustrating me, live my life, live my life, live my life. Frustrating signs, frustrating wonders, frustrating testimony. frustrating my transformation. Leave my life. Go away, leave me. There's fire here. There's fire here. There's fire here. Like Esau, we are breaking the yokes. Shekata bata, ebratokata, retekate. Kalata kalada da 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 da. Rekete kete kete. Ratakatopa, abratakata, ebretekete. Lord, why is your grace not sufficient for my own case? There are things frustrating it. There are things. The grace is sufficient. Karabatakota, ekatakata, aratakata potopo, opretakata, epratakata, epakasata. Pray from your heart. Ekatakata, epratakata, lakatakata. Hallelujah. Last prayer point for this session. Jonah chapter 1 verse 2. In Genesis 27 verse 7, Sarah called Jacob and said, come, I had something. Your father told your brother. He said, go and get me venison that my soul may bless you in the presence of the Lord. So it was not two people that transacted the blessing. There were three. There was a third person, a witness. While God is transferring blessings, God is always there because why? Covenants are sealed in his presence. So a heavy thing was coming. Isaac did not tell us, but the wife said, I am one with him. I know what he knows. He didn't tell your brother that the Lord will be there. But me, I know usually the Lord comes. Jonah chapter 1, verse 2. Jonah 1, 2. We're going to pray. Powerful prayer point. He says, arise. God was speaking to Jonah. He said, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness is come up before me. Next verse. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. But Jonah rose up to flee unto where? From the presence of the Lord, and went down. Somebody say down. If you leave God's presence, you go down. And went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and even paid money to get out of God's presence. There are things called the ships of Tarshish. Their work is to take people out of the presence. You are going to ask God. For some of us, so is your phone, no? Is it social media? When the Holy Ghost says, I want to stay with you, Daddy keeps saying it. I want to give you a dream, and you will not leave that movie alone. The movie will come and corrupt the dream. It's a sheep. So my friends, you are going to lift up your voice one more time and cry. And say, Lord, break every sheep of Tarshish. There are blessings to be gotten in your presence. This house values the presence and knows the treasures hidden in it. You have 2 minutes. Jeketeketa, epretekalata, arakatakata, ebrata, ebara, ega. Ketakata, anything that takes me out of your presence, break it, take it away. It is a sheep of Tarshish. It is a sheep that wants to cheat me, that wants to cheat me. Ketakalabayata, let ketekalata, ebratokaska, ebarakatabata, shapotabarata.
Kalapo, shake a pelaga, dalaga, 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 dalaga pranga deka 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 leke do sika pom shaketa leke deka 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 lenke deka 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 leke pom sika tosha sheke deka deka pran deka deka limbra kato seka deka ponda pran deka 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 zimbra kato seka deka pranga deka 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 leke deka 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 Linga prakato sikato shekate pala dekate kam prakato. Don't be tired, keep pressing. We are climbing to a height. We are climbing to a height. He said, come up hither and I will show you. Come up hither and I will show you. Come up hither and I will show you. The pedestal where you are is not sufficient to know the things that can give you victory. I invite you to a higher realm in the spirit. And ye dearly beloved, building up yourself upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we hold your hands tonight and we arise to the higher plane. Shanda ko sikapa, lande ko sukapo, jimbra kete kete, janda kata kata, lakata kata kata, sekete kata kata, shanda ko sikata. And he said unto me, son of man, come up hither, come up hither. And he took me to the top of a great and high mountain, and from there I saw the bride. I saw the new Jerusalem. And from that point, I could behold the glory. From where I was, I couldn't see it until I got to the height in the spirit. Arise tonight to the place where you see through the lens of God. Shake it, okay, prakata. Like a pralagado, sekata. Shada kapalakataya. Lem breketo sikato. Landeketo sikapa. Bralagatalagapo sekapalagataya. Jendeko sikapa. For some of you, as you climb tonight, you will look down and discover that the shackles are no more. You will look down and discover the pains are no more. You will look down and discover the tumor is no more. You will look down and discover the limitations are no more. Arise tonight. Shande kosuka pala kataya. Lande kosuka pa. Prala kosha. In the name of Jesus. Job chapter 5. I tell you, there is serious fire in this place tonight. You know what is happening tonight? Our Father has declared that this year, 2018, that has 2 months to finish, is our year of signs and wonders. I have seen miracles. I have seen strange manifestations. But I don't think I've seen signs and wonders yet. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. So God just gave us a chance to travail until this stage will not contain people for testimony. Because he said things shall happen so fast your head will swim. It's the one thing happening upon the heels of another. The King James said that while you are trying to gather the harvest, the one you have planted has caught up with the harvest. That is signs and wonders, brothers and sisters. But there are forces that tend to limit us. Have you noticed that anytime God sends a word, you see Satan? This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. The next minute Satan came. If you are the son of God, Satan has no business with you. until the word comes. But tonight, we are going to put him where he belongs. Yes. Job chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shala brande kosubrahanda siendo legadoshka. Shimbrado zake prando siendo legadoshka. Lembraketo zaka palagadaya. Jandegadeka pronda zekatoshka. Lembrekedo zika bonda sheka palagadaya. Lembrado zikato. Verse 19. Job chapter 5, verse 19. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee. Verse 20. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Verse 21 is my interest. Thou shalt be hid. He said he will deliver you from 6 troubles. In 7, no evil shall come upon you. He will save, deliver you from death in famine. And he said, this evil, they are attempting to come upon you because of a strange mystery. And he calls it the scourge of the tongue. The scourge of the tongue. When I saw this scripture, I wanted to understand what scripture meant by scourge. You cannot understand it fully unless you look at the passion of the Christ. You know, in the Catholic Church, they have what they call the 5 sorrowful mysteries. The first is the agony in the garden. And then number 2, the scourging at the pillar. Now, when you read this as by his stripes we were healed, you will not necessarily understand what happened there. But to scourge, I decided to study the word scourge. And I discovered that it was a way of punishing hardened criminals. And the criminals they scourge are criminals that are supposed to die after that scourging. What did they do to Jesus? Like a long whip, they attached, affixed broken bones and broken bottles, sharp objects. And then they will flog him. It will go around his body. And then the bones and the bottles will pierce the body. Then they will now pull it from the body so that the wipe is coming with the flesh of the person. And the Bible says the tongue of men can have the same impact on people. So a man can say something and it will pierce your body and live with your flesh. The scourge of the tongue. A scourge of the tongue can put you to death. The scourge of the tongue can program famine. The scourge of the tongue can program limitations. The scourge of the tongue, the same way it went round the body of Jesus and left with his flesh. Bible says that the scourge, the tongue, like that scourge, can do the same thing. I hope you know that demons cannot speak words over you and it will happen. Even God by himself, by reason of his law that he made and limited him, when God wants to do something in the life of Kenny, he looks for a man who has a tongue that he will tell the man to say. He looked at the dry bones and he said, Ezekiel, I want these bones to come to life. And he made the statement the bones were looking. And he said, Ezekiel, repeat what I just said. The words are from me, but the performance is only made available when it comes through the tongues of men. In the same way, when a demon spirit that wants to program limitation over me, that wants to program death, that wants to program all manner of evil, want to destroy me, they don't just come and oppress me. They look for a man who supposedly is a stakeholder over my life, and they make me offend the man so that the man can pronounce what he calls a curse. And then because it came from the tongue of a man, Job calls it the scourge of the tongue. When you read Job chapter 1, we're going to pray. I don't want to interrupt you. Let me just explain this mystery. Job chapter 1, the Bible says that the sons of Job will go to each other's houses and then they will feast. And then Job will kill an animal and sanctify them.
Now, Job understood sanctification, but Job did not understand warfare. He knew how to make God happy with him and not destroy his family. He said, lest they sinned against God in their heart. The Bible never said that his sacrifice did not work. But the sacrifice is like the blood of Jesus on the cross gives us salvation. But if that is all you have, the victory is in that cross. But the victory may never be yours, because victory is wrought in the realm of the spirit by the clashes of words. Clashes of words. Ah. Job will sacrifice. And then the next minute, Bible says that the sons of God came before God, and Satan came among them, and a communication started. A transaction started. Have you seen my servant Job? He said, yes, I've seen him and I've tried. Job's matter was discussed in the heavenlies and Job was absent. How can you discuss my matter in court and I will not be there? Job knew sanctification, but a court session was holding over him and he was sleeping. Yet he had shed blood. Was the blood invalid? No. But when you stand on the blood, when you come in through the blood, there is something you should learn by the blood that will give you something on your tongue that you can use as your weapon of warfare. This is the explanation behind the limitations of many people. Many people. A certain king called Balak wanted to destroy Israel, and he said, I am a veteran of war. I have many soldiers that have won many territories, but I know that battle is spiritual. Balaam, you are a prophet. Come and do something to these people. I'm not asking you to carry a sword. I want you to say something, and I know that if you can say these things, I will defeat them. What exactly is in the mouth of Balaam? What is in the mouth of Balaam? There are many people listening to me tonight that your destiny is a victim of certain words that men have spoken. Certain words that your parents have spoken. Certain words that you spoke yourself. Certain words. Look at David and Goliath. The Bible says for 40 days Goliath was doing something, and Israel was snared in a cave. What exactly was Goliath doing? Did he tie them? Bible says he was speaking after a particular manner every day for 40 days. And the impact of that word, Israel did not just hide because the man was a giant. There was something the word was doing to them. And then he attempted to do the same thing to another person who had been with God. His name is David. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 43. 1 Samuel 17, 43. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Look at. And the Philistines said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And the Philistine did what? The boy is small. Does he need the assistance of his God to kill a small boy? A veteran of war for many years. So the might of Goliath was not in the sword. The might of Goliath was not in his stature. The might of Goliath was in an understanding of the realm of the spirit, what words can do. The same thing he did that kept Saul and the army enslaved for 40 days is the same thing he was doing here. Bible says, and he cursed David in the name of his gods. And David said, I am not Saul. I am not Eliab. I am not Aminadab. I'm not Shammah. Verse 45, David said, I know this battle very well. 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thee the carcasses. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David did not defeat Goliath with a sling. He defeated Goliath with words. After making this statement, Goliath was already dead. When I knew this, I know that there's nothing Satan can do in my life. Anybody can speak anything. So Job was complaining. It was Job that told us this. He was complaining. And then when God came in chapter 38, he said, Job, has thou commanded thy mourning since thy days began? That means that everything that has been happening, someone else commanded it. It's either you command or someone else does it. Has thou commanded thy mourning since thy days began? I think it's verse 12 of chapter 38. Then in verse 33, he said, knowest thou the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their dominion on the earth? Verse 35, he said, can you send lightning? Can you send lightning? In other words, do you know the mechanisms? I know that when I talk about sending lightning, it's not strange to you. Your herbal is in the village, they do it. What mechanism do they use? Is there a rope that tied to something called lightning? No, words. Words. There is something they understand. Brothers and sisters, there is something called the scourge of the tongue. And it is responsible for almost every woe, every predicament, every trouble that is happening in your life. Yes, it's the devil, but he has programmed a system that men can speak certain things, and then they will program woes in your life. Last scripture, Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. We're going to do some recalibrations tonight. We're going to reprogram. I don't know how you will do it. It doesn't matter if you know what was said. Forget about what was said. Focus on the things you don't like and speak the word that can make it what you like. It doesn't matter. Look at, words are powerful. Joseph was in the house of a man called Potiphar, sir. And then one day, the wife of Potiphar said, this boy attempted to rape me, right? Ideally, there should be a court session that would try him and decide whether he's guilty or not. And then Potiphar, by his authority as the keeper of the guards, he said, lock him up. And when they brought him to the prison, the jailer did not say, what did he do? The jailer did not say, has he been tried? The jailer just asked, who said we should lock him up? Potiphar. Okay, Potiphar ranks higher than me, so I don't dare ask a question. And then, by that same statement alone, Joseph was in prison for how many years? And then one day, one greater than Potiphar said, go and bring him. Potiphar was there. Potiphar said, he almost raped my wife. The king did not listen. And when they got to the same jailer who locked Joseph without trial, he said, who sent you this time? They said, it is Pharaoh himself. He said, Pharaoh is higher than Potiphar. Let him go. Brothers and sisters, I don't know who spoke the words over you, but there is an authority greater than Satan. There is an authority greater than enchanters. There is an authority greater than necromancers. Authority greater than witches and wizards. And we are representatives of that authority. We shall speak tonight. Some of you are already walking out of prisons. You are walking out of prisons. You are walking out of limitations. Spells are being broken by this understanding alone. Somebody is walking out of limitations. Age-long captivity is leaving you because the word of authority is here. Shante Kosukata. For who is it that decrees a thing and is established when the Lord God commanded it not? It can stay until the word of the Lord comes. Shandeko suka pala kataya. Rala go zekata. Shandekete. Lande pro shata prakata. Lande ko sukato. Rala kataya nala kadosa. Jeka teka 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 Zandeka teka teka tosha Jeka to zake pra Laka pra taka tosha Jende ko sika posha Laka prande ko suka tosha ke pra laka daya Landa ka doza Zeka teka 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 Janda ko seka pra Raleko sika palakataya. Shinda bro zekata. Declare that you may be justified. He said, for by thy word you shall be condemned. By thy word you shall be justified. God has spoken great things concerning us. He has spoken prosperity, not poverty. He has spoken divine health, not sickness. He has spoken breakthrough, not limitation. He has spoken good marriages, not failed marriages. He has spoken advancement. No word of darkness should keep you. Declare ye that ye may be justified. Shante kosukapa. Shala brande kosukatosha. Lande keteka teka teleka posa. Branda kosekata. Shande keteka teleka teleka tosa. Jendo zika tosa. Sheka teka 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 teleka to. Landeka teka teleka tosa. Landaka da leka te. Shandeka toka palaka tosa. Lendeko suka pa. Landeka teka teka te. Zimbraka tosha. Zandaka da ka da. Zeka teka 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 te. Lenga ga ga ga. La prato seka ta. Shandeko sika prandeka te. Shakanta, Jeko, Sika, Prona, Lanka, Teka, Teka, Teleka, Tosa, Lanka, Teka, 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 Jim, Braka, Tosa, Keta, Lanteko, Suka, Pralakata, Leka, Teka, Leka, Teka, Leka, Teka, Zeka, Teka, 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 Jen, Teka, Tosika, Po, Lanka, Teka, Teka, Teleka, To, Zim, Brateko, Suka, Ta, Lanka, Teka, Tosa, Keta, Jekatekete, la prande causa keta, lembreketo sikato. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 14. Uh, Ah, Sheila Branda Zekatoska. But the word is very nigh unto thee. And where is it? Is in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart. He said that you may perform it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. He said, for by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. He said the earth was without form and void, and the word of God gave form to the earth. So in the same way, the word of a man can give form to a lump in the breast of a lady. The word of a man can give form to poverty in the life of a man. The word of another man can program failures and defeat. He said the words were framed. In the same way, a man can take his own destiny in his own hands and decide to frame what he wants to see. He said the word is nigh thee. Please go back to Deuteronomy 30 verse 14. He said the word is near you. It's not far. The verses before this that Paul repeated in Romans 10. He said, don't say who will go to heaven to bring it down. He said, don't say who will go across the seas to bring it. You don't need to travel far. He said, you are at the mercy of your spoken word. If nothing is working, you permitted it to be so because you refused to speak. He said, it's nigh thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Verse 15, then we'll pray. Verse 15. When you do it, this is what will happen. He says, see, I have said before thee, depending on what comes out of your mouth, life and good, or death and evil. He said, you make the choice. This gives me so much hope that my life is not at the mercy of Satan. I can control what happens in my own life. Bible says he sent a man before them, even Joseph. They bound his feet with chains, with fetters they afflicted him, and that affliction continued until his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Then the king sent for him. We have one minute or so. I want you to take any posture. Whatever way you want to declare it, your life must shift tonight. There is a blank check in front of you that is at the mercy of your word. I don't know what must change, but the word is nigh thee. Jean deketekete pratosa. Langa dekosuka palagataya. Leketekete kaprakata. Your mother must rise out of that bed of affliction, for the word of the Lord has come. That carryover must be waved, for the word of the Lord has been sent forth. That lump must disappear. That pile must go. That limitation, that walking like an elephant, eating like an ant, it must come to an end. Jean, take it. Randa go sikapa. Landekate. Sheleke po sikata. Lambragado sikata. Oh come, Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, oh Israel. Oh come, Emmanuel has come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, Emmanuel.
Shalabatara. Oh Israel, come on, speak to the Lord from the depth of your heart. Shabaleko tabala. Shama, 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 Laima Tosha Baketo Pala, Eilu Zahiba Keno, Aiba Suta Bakoto Paya. Shola hila etoze Bahido Arazuga patei pata Patosto pokoto poto Shapateko pata O Israel Shabakalana To you has come Ima Is somebody crying to the Lord tonight? Rescue me. Rescue my generation. Rescue my family. Bring us out. Shalamalana matela manana manana man. Te na ma te na ma la te na ma ya te ya ma la na ma. Ina. Wonu mi o ko wa pa mi soro Wonu mi o ko wa pa mi soro O wonu mo se Mose ba o kun soro ngo O wonu Elija Elija pa ina soro ina go O wonu Maria Maria bi o ligalara ye Wonu mi oro Ko wa ba mi soro
A word of fire from above. Sabaka.
Oh, wanu Mose. Mose ba oku soro oku ba. Oh, wanu Elijah. Elijah ba ino soro ino ba. Oh, wanu Maria. Maria bi oli galara ye Wonu mi o Ko wa pa mi soro Shapalakata rustaba Imato supakate bokata There is intercourse going on Shelematai bagatabaya Sola mala de mana te mala na maya na ma. Shela mana na mana mala na ma te mana ma de ya. Owa pa mi soro. Owa nu Mose. Mose ba ogu soro ogu ba. O wanu Elijah, Elijah pa ino soro ino da. O wanu Maria, Maria bi oligala araye.
the word from heaven come upon you, and then you can speak as heaven's legislator, and you can speak as heaven's ambassador, and you can speak as heaven's representative, that there may be a stamp upon your decrees.
Shalom aladivaladava. Shema lama tabrana manama. Sheba galada balamana. Amateya balana. Shela mananama. Shela malate maya da baladenana. Shela manade maya. Ali da padu shabalina matoya mane. Shelo mananana. Shela manate yabade. Hallelujah. Picking it up where our dearest pastor speaking about the power of your invocations. As at the time David was speaking, there was no sword in his hand. Meaning you don't need to have it, but when that word is there, the word can create the effect. He said, I will serve the birds of the earth with your carcasses. How can you serve without a plate? But until your word carries power, it is futile in its delivery. They look at David while they said, this guy, you are not natural. You are more than 10,000 men. He kept invoking. When you approach life casually, you will end up a casualty. The armies of Israel were coming with their sword, casually, trained in the artistry of war, but they couldn't conquer Goliath because Goliath was operating from a realm. They said he was cursing them in the name of his God. That means he has a God. And David came, he said, I cannot fight this battle except I shift it to the realm of the spirit also. And so he approached Goliath. He said, I have not come unto you with the equipment and the artistry of war, but I'm shifting this battle to the realm of the spirit, to the Lord God of hosts. Ah, God said, this guy, he has spiritual intelligence. And they supervised the coming down of Goliath. Father, Jeremiah 5 verse 14 said, he said, I will make my word in your mouth like fire, and the people like wood, that when fire jam wood, what will happen? Father, anoint my tongue with authentic power and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice and pray. Shaba kataba ladaba. Shele makataya. Father, anoint my tongue. I don't want to speak light words. Abaitena. Eshilata. Sharabo gotopo. Brakebete kete. Father, anoint my word. Let it not be ordinary. My word, carry fire. Carry authentic weight in the spirit. Hey! Atiko pataya. Shobalite mopa. Somebody is crying. You are spoken to situations. They did not respond. Meaning you are operating at the same level. Will you shift it to the realm of the spirit and say, Lord, anoint my word. Let my word carry weight.
Wait in the spirit. Authentic power. Authentic unction. Shabala gadabada. Eima pato shopata. Shelebagata. Shalabagadabada. Ero batano. Eba topoto potosha. Hallelujah. The Bible said when Jesus Christ approached the grave of Lazarus, he began invoking certain possibilities before time. He said, this guy is not dead. They said, by this time he stinketh. He said, you are the ones thinking. Haven't I told you that if thou shouldest believe? This messing told us that after 8 hours, if the dead did not jack back to life, the brains would start melting. That's putrefaction. And Jesus Christ got there. He said, roll away the stone. And he just customized his statement. If he had not mentioned Lazarus, many dead would have jacked back to life. He just customized it. Okay, just taste resurrection before me. Now, Lazarus. And the Bible said, he that was dead, meaning the guy was really dead, he that was dead, came, who took him? A word that carries power. Lift up your voice. You have spoken in, Father, anoint my tongue. Anoint my tongue. Shabalatabale. Panto poto patete. E pato shaba. Let my words carry weight in the spirit. Authentic power. Shemala namate manamana. Sheba lama na na mana. Sheba lama na 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 mana. Hallelujah. You see, many of us, I hope you are praying. The altar of prayer is the altar of transfiguration. The word transfiguration means conversion. For those of us in process engineering, every raw material suffers rejection until it is properly converted. And the Bible said they saw his glory. Where was the glory before? That means your glory can show up at the altar of prayer. I'm not apologetic about prayer. I pray anywhere. Your life has not appreciated to where it should be, and you are forming. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. We want to pray about favor. Favor is one of the accompanying parameters of signs and wonders. And there is a specific favor. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, somebody say now. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent. That means this favor was actually supervised by God. Here and there you can jam some people, they can do you, but this one, God is the one in charge. By God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. To a particular person, a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was what? So there was not confusion exactly to this person. And having come in, the angel said unto her, rejoice. Thou art highly favored, meaning favor are in levels. You are going to cry. This one, you see, I told people, I said, God will have to help us in this nation.
In those days when we were small, they told us, try as much as you can, just go to the university. Once you can get a college degree, how many college degrees are of no value now? You are going to, he said, thou art highly favored. Remember, what happened to Mary should not stop at Mary. The Bible said, them which he foreknew, they were predestined to be conformed to the image of his dear son. Jesus Christ himself, being the chief corner, the chief firstborn among many brethren. Meaning, whatever you see in Jesus should not stop at Jesus. Your life should be able to replicate it. So at a time, they look at Mary and they said, and Jesus said, blessed is the womb that bear thee and the breast that gave thee suck. Father, in this season, I'm not losing out of strength. High favor from heaven, supervised by your angel for my rescue. Lift up your voice and pray. Shapa katabalada, Sheberekemana, Pata Kotopata, Shele Matado, Barush, 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 Shagabataila. High favor from heaven. Hallelujah. Even many of us that have skill, everywhere is choked for your skill to have to find expression. Let alone those of us that do not even have any skill. Mephibosheth said, who am I as a dog? Because he was actually a dog. There was no value to offer at the king's table. He said, who am I? So there is a place for you to, in case you don't have any skill to offer. The favor of God can rescue you. Look at what they told us of David. Favor is a divine announcer, an advertiser of what you carry. David had been anointed the king of Israel, but something needs to bring him to the throne. Immediately he had an anointing with Samuel. Someone started advertising. There is one man hiding somewhere. And the Bible says, Saul said, bring him. First Samuel 16, the last prayer before I go. Verse 21. Remember, David was called to come and play the harp, right? But something, you need to carry an aura of the Lord's presence. He said, thou shalt be called Hephzibah. The delightsome personality. You get everywhere. You become the crush of everyone. They said, all men seek thee. That was what they told you. All men, unbelievers, believers, all men seek thee. And so David came to Saul and stood before him. And he loved him greatly. And he became his armor bearer. As he played the harp, he was in. So peradventure, he was not even skillful. He carried an atmosphere. The Bible said, and Saul loved him. He just stepped in. And he said, no, don't come and play harp. That's divine promotion. He just translocated him and said, become my armor bearer. He has not gone to fight any battle. Father, this season, high favor from above. Shabaka talabata. Is somebody praying? I pray for favor. I see I don't have anything. And he loved him greatly. And automatically, he became his armor bearer. Divine liftings, divine promotion, by favor, Shema lama nama. Ima nama nama.
Cry for favor. Favor is our bailout. Favor is our rescue. You have had God's servant proclaim a reality of strange favor by authentic atmosphere of the Lord's presence. Shalamakata. Divine liftings. Father, rescue me. Rescue me. Rescue me. Rescue me. Shabagatanama. Shabagata. Shabagata. Abato poto. Ebrata bagata. Shabarekoto baile. Eti shabalotana. Ara.
Hallelujah.
God had to program reality of favor for his son Jesus. Because they said Jesus was not born in the inn. Meaning if there was money, they should have created. Imagine the wife of a president and they said everywhere is choked. They decongest everywhere for him. They said there was no place for the inn. And they took Mary. There's not even they took Mary. Joseph was the midman. Not midwife. Because there was nobody that was there except the angels. Joseph was the midman. That's midman, not midwife. Mid-husband. He was there. There was no money. Because they told us of that city of Nazareth that it only has 25 houses. What is houses? Huts. One street, meaning all of them. So when Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He knew what he was saying. 25 houses, one road. And here they said the Savior of the world. So God had to program favor for Jesus. The Bible said wise men from the east came with their treasures. Question, who called them to come? They said, we have seen his star. That means favor can announce your star. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, favor to announce my glory. Ateke bata. Eshara batuse. Shema bata. Ebatamada. Shabarate. Shabarakata.
Rekete bedekete skotoboro kotoshkata. Epranamanda galegede boche de galegedega. Eprekete boche teba. Eprenemonde belegedeba. Rekete boskoto. Iprekete shete. Rekete bonde belegedeba. Eprekete boche tebele. Epranama. Rekete zototo. Mekete boche te. Eprakataya. Eprekete shkete. Eprekete bolokotoska. Egagaya. Eprene mondo belegede bariaka daya. Iprekete belegede bariaka. Rekete belegede gedesha. Oprono mondo belegede bosha. Epreketesha. Ekania dagaya. Epregede bologodoskotu. E baria. Meketeske. Zopotoskotu. Ipreketeshete. Ela mariakata. E bariaka. Zototo belegede boshe de belegede 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 ba. Iprekete shete. Oprekete shata. Eprakata. Eprakate. Epere boshe te. Opronomon de belegede borekate. Iprekete boshe de maria gada gaya gade shete. Ierede bone namiana namaregede belegede ba. Ipete shete belegede bele. E paria da 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 baie shanda balege de bo shabaria da de shiti zekete bo shkata. Exodus chapter 16. Let's quickly read from verse 12. From verse 12. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. This was at the point where the children of Israel were hungry, and they cried out to God. Verse 14 says, and when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord had given you to eat. People of God, precious saints, I want you to know that year in, year out, week in, week out, God gives us bread from this platform through his Son as a response to the things he has heard us say, that, oh God, will my life continue like this? Oh God, will I continue to suffer like this? Oh God, when will I see signs and wonders in my life? And they said, when the Lord presented it to them, they were wondering, what exactly is this? And by the grace of God, Apostle brings these mysteries day in, day out, and through his sons, each and every one of us that God has placed, God is using us to bring these mysteries. I hope you wrote some of those prayer points down, because the Bible is stating that it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. You ask God, oh God, when will I get my promotion? God said, tonight, the things that have been shared, that is the answer to the very things you have been crying. The prayer points we have been praying, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. It looks mysterious. You said, oh God, when will you promote me? You are expecting a letter, a phone call. God is giving you prayer points. And he's saying these very prayers are the very answers to the questions. Watch this. The next verse, he says, this is the thing which the Lord had commanded. Gather of it. Gather of it. I hope that you write these prayer points down. Every time Apostle preaches, every time he teaches mysteries, I hope you write them down and go back home and pray them. They are not ordinary. He says, gather the bread. Gather the bread. I want you, when you leave here tonight, you continue praying. Gather of it, every man according to his eating. Meaning, we have prayed corporately, but he's saying everybody should go back and pray according to his problem. Go and pray according to the challenge. Go and pray according to the revelation you have received. Every man gather. Every man gather. I cannot gather for you. What is pinching me is not what is pinching you. An omer for every man. Gather according to the number of your persons. Some of you here are planning for you, my wife, me, my wife, and my children. Some of us are planning for nations. Some of you are saying, oh God, give me a house. Some of us are saying, oh God, let us build houses for others. Some of you are saying, oh God, give me admission. Others are saying, oh God, give me a university. Every man according to the number of your persons, according to them which are in your tents. We are going to pray one last time as a recap of some of the things that have been shared, because it's like some of us are tired, and I'm wondering, are you sitting because you have gotten an answer, or are you sitting because you are tired? Are you quiet because you know in your spirit that something has shifted, or are you quiet because you are tired? I hope you know the devil is never tired. I hope you know there has never been a time they say, God asked Satan, where are you coming? Say, I'm resting. He said, I'm going to. Let's jack up to our feet. We are going to pray again. He says, every man according to his person. I just want to do a quick recap of some of the prayer points that were listed. The one that addresses your situation, you are going to pray it. Some of the things that Sir Promise said, he said, this is a place of encounter. This is a place of traveling. For some of you, it has been long since you traveled. And he said, we should pray until that spirit of travel comes back on us. Some of you, you need to cry and say, oh God, as I leave this place, I live with the spirit of travel. I live with the spirit of travel. Sir Kenny said that we should not frustrate the grace of God. For some of you, that's what you are going to pray as we round up again. To not everything that has been shared, some of you are still going to carry it and go and frustrate it.
He said some of you are going to make it of non-effect because of tradition. For some of you, that's the prayer you are going to gather and take it back to your tent. He says the word of God will not be of no effect in my life because of tradition. He said every ship of Tarshish taking me out of the presence of God. I'm recapping this so you can write it and go back and pray. Our lives must shift. Pastor Alpha taught us on the power of the tongue, the scourge of the tongue, and how you are using the tongue. He said something that blessed me. I think you need to write it down. Potiphar spoke, Joseph was locked up. Pharaoh spoke, Joseph was, as he said that in the Holy Spirit, he said, who is speaking over your life? Who is speaking over your life? Some of you need to say, oh God, can you speak over my life? I'm saying this prayer points because we're going to pray one last time for like 5 to 10 minutes and trust God to shift us. Sagbenga said, anoint my tongue with what? Fire. Let my words carry power. Wait, authentic power. I don't know some of you, that's the part I was able to capture. Can we pray one last time and say, oh God, you have shared manna this night. I gather for myself according to the needs that I have. As we are praying, for some of you, you are here, you have never handed over your life to Christ. At no point do you recall making a serious decision to commit everything in your life over to Christ. You are here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus. Oh, you have given your life to Christ before, but certain circumstances around your life caused you to backslide, and you want to rededicate your life back to Christ. In this charged atmosphere of prayer, rush to the front. You are in overflow one, overflow two. Rush to the front and come and surrender your life to Christ. If you are in overflow three, make your way to the projector. There has to be somebody here tonight saying, oh God, I surrender my life to you. Please come quickly, 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 that these prayers will be of effect in your life. Don't let anybody stop you. Make your way to the front. You want to surrender your life to Christ. The rest of you, pray, pray, pray. Oh God. I'm waiting for you. Come quickly. Let's lead you to Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus and make him Lord over your life. Quickly, quickly. Don't let your friends stop you. Come straight to the front. Hallelujah. I congratulate you. This is the beginning of a new season of greatness in your life. I want you to lift up your right hand and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before your cross today and I ask for your mercy. Let your blood speak over my life. I repent of my sins. I surrender my life to you. And I ask that because you died for me, from tonight, I live for you. I am born again. Lord, I pray over these ones who have come forward. And I decree, O God, that from tonight they are born again. They are in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We separate you from wickedness. We separate you from the kingdom of darkness. We bring you into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations. I want you to look behind you. You see a lady waving her hands. Please go straight to her and she will attend to you. Let's put our hands together and celebrate these ones.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio
and download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 814-721-4444 or 0907-